This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the show.
Oh my God.
Chelsea.
That's
awesome. That number again, 72881. The word is noun. Message and data rates may apply. UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News and World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Nugget Markets. Scott Caperco has joined us here in the studio.
I just thought I'd stop by.
Yes.
Hi.
Welcome.
Well, it's very exciting.
Is it a little chilly in here?
I'm all right, but are you chilly?
Are you sure? No, I'm fine, but you're in shorts and short sleeves. I don't want you to freeze your ass off.
You looked at my chest. Are my little...
Your headlights?
Are my little headlights shining?
Is that what you're looking at?
You looked right at my headlights.
Well, you wanted to see if you were chilly or
just
not.
It's so great to be objectified at the age of 55. Thank you very much for that. Appreciate it. Thank
so
you.
So you're okay.
My morning. Yes, I'm fine.
I'll leave it. Okay.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Leave my headlights alone. Thanks. Turn them off.
I want to mention that we are playing a benefit song today. We played it at 6:30. We're going to play it again at 8:30. This is a benefit track that Lin-Manuel Miranda from Hamilton and Ben Platt from Dear Evan Hansen put together. It's a mashup from two songs from both shows. It's called Found Tonight, and it is a benefit for the March for Our Lives Foundation. The Kids March is coming this weekend. There are festivities here. I shouldn't even maybe call them festivities, but there are things happening here in the Bay Area. The main one is in D.C., but they're going to be happening in communities all across
America. They call them awareness raisers.
Okay.
It's good, right?
Right. So here's a little bit of how the track sounds. So there's a little taste of it, and we'll play the whole thing after the break at 8:30.
They're so good.
Are you crying? Jesus, Scott.
I love those shows, but also, they're really good, those guys.
I know.
Like, the first guy's voice is so beautiful.
And they switched songs.
You are actually crying.
Oh. Don't cry, Scott. My God, you are so on the... You're a raw nerve.
I love Broadway. I just love it. But also, I'm really upset about... I love musicals, but I'm really upset about what's going on, so...
Well, right.
I'm really, really upset.
And
those guys' voices are so good.
And just reported there was another shooting in Maryland, for F's sake.
You know, the one place where... When I was a kid, where they dropped you off when your parents thought you were safe was at school.
Yeah.
And now it seems to be one of the most dangerous places you can go. It's really awful. But that guy's voice is so gorgeous.
Well, so everything that they make off of this song is going to benefit this foundation, which is a good thing. I did want to mention, and I heard about this morning. It's just a strange thing. The Florida shooter, Nicholas Cruz, he had a younger brother, an adopted younger brother, who just got arrested on the school grounds. Like, he had to break through down doors and jump fences. And he was skateboarding on the property. And the police picked him up. This kid's name is Zachary Cruz. He was arrested yesterday. He's 18. He rode his skateboard onto school property. He told police he decided to visit to reflect on the school shooting and to soak it in.
By breaking the law.
It's just, you know, that's not where, you know, you think a brother should show up.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's said to have been told by authorities to stay away from the high school for obvious reasons, and it looks like the school wants the case prosecuted.
Yeah.
So
I wonder what can schools do now? You know, if you're a parent, like, of course, this idea of, I think, arming teachers doesn't really appeal to me, but
no.
Well, the funny thing is, none of it's funny, but teachers are like, I don't want to have a gun.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah. Right.
That's not...
I'm a teacher.
Yeah, I don't want that.
No.
So thanks for the offer, but no thanks.
Yeah.
I'm going to just teach school and not be a policeman.
And did you do this story last week, I think, about the guy who was a part-time cop that brought his gun on campus to show the kids and it went off and...
Yeah.
Put a hole in the ceiling and injured three children. And yeah.
And I don't think anyone got injured.
This guy was an expert gunsman.
Yeah. No, it's just some bits of the ceiling.
Yeah, they like, you know, people were not injured by the bullet.
It's almost comedic.
But
it's
there
like
it is. Here's a guy who's an expert with guns, and you know, guns hurt people.
Yeah. All these, you know, rational. What we should do this. What we should just do is just remove the gun.
Yeah.
It seems to be the most reasonable response. Just anyway.
But I guess, you know, that's what most Americans want, and yet I guess most
is
of us,
it?
Most of yeah, it is, and most Americans, I guess, just aren't in the pocket of the NRA. And that's,
right.
That lobby is strong.
It seems like a huge percentage of people do want more gun control.
Well, we want sensible gun control. Yeah. And frankly, military weapons have no place in a person's home. Okay, we should probably, let's move on.
Yes, thank
you.
We could.
You said we're not going to do the story.
No, I know.
Scott's here.
We could spend a lot of time on it.
But then we played the Found Tonight song, and that's directly related to it. I thought I'd put that in there. It's just
But thank you for that. It's beautiful, that song.
It is beautiful. We'll play the whole thing at 8:30. So, were you a fan of Big Little Lies?
I loved it. I love Monterey. Love the ladies. Love the story. The book is really good, actually.
The book is great. The book's set like in Australia or something, right? Or England or someplace not here. I wondered how it would translate when they brought it to Monterey, but I think it was just beautifully
really
done.
Nice. And they finished the book on the first series, so I wonder what they're going to do because there's going to be a sequel.
They did.
Right?
Yeah, well, it looks like it's going to be good, and looks like Meryl Streep's going to be in it.
Of course.
So, because she was like, oh, that's great. I want to be in that. Big Little Lies Season 2 is officially in production. So if you're hanging out in the Monterey area, who knows what set you'll stumble across.
There were some photos online on Facebook. Someone I know on Facebook took some pictures of Nicole Kidman waving at them over her car.
Yeah, it's very...
She looks great.
Yeah, she does look great. It
takes place in Australia.
Oh, it is Australia?
The original
the
does?
Original.
The book?
The book, yes.
I wouldn't be worried. The writing is so good right now on television that I wouldn't worry for 1 second that they've passed the book by.
Yeah, yeah.
At all.
Yeah, no, I'm dying to see what else happens
sure
with these ladies.
Are you guys able to keep up? Do people say to you at a party, have you seen this series? It's amazing. You go home and read about it. I want to watch that, but you can't watch everything.
You can't watch everything, and I have actually given up because for a while I was having anxiety about what I hadn't watched yet and all these things that were piling up, and I just thought, you know
well,
what?
And you were fighting with us about it, too. Like, I don't...
I know. Don't tell me anything about it.
And meanwhile, there's things we're spoiling. Meanwhile, she's going, don't do it. Yeah. And people are writing in like, you, but it is, it's a ton, you're hamstrung.
Yeah. Right.
To be, and ultimately you just have to say, forget it.
Yep.
I'm going to
live my life, watch what I'm going to watch at any given time.
I don't know,
all subject to the people at our houses and the things they want to watch too.
I don't know how Netflix makes money because they produce so much good stuff. I mean, so much quality TV.
Like, well, they keep bumping the fee.
Oh, really?
One of the ways, for sure.
Well, and I don't know how many people, I've just read a story last hour. People in America are spending $2 billion a month on streaming services. Mainly Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon.
Yeah.
But there are plenty of other ones out there too.
Yeah, sure.
And that's a month.
Yeah.
$2 billion a month. So Netflix share of that is probably $1 billion a month.
There's an article here from 2017 that says 94 million paid streaming subscribers.
Well, do 94 million times
on Netflix. All right.
Times 10.
Times 8
I mean,
bucks.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Are you watching Berlin Babylon?
No.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's set in Berlin in 1929, right before Hitler's rise. So good. So beautifully shot. It's made in Germany. And they've imported it. It's great.
There's a lot of foreign television that you can actually just put it on English overdub or just watch it with subtitles. The 3%, you watch that?
No.
That's shot in Brazil.
Oh, God.
Or possibly Portugal, whatever. They're speaking Portuguese.
Right.
So it's amazing. It's like, you know, one of those post-apocalyptic things.
Oh, good. Oh, wait. Yeah. No, we have seen a little bit of that. And that it is Brazil, I think.
Mm.
Yeah. Young people in it.
Yeah. Yeah, in a just a dead world.
Yeah.
And there's a whole new thing going on.
We really like that.
Yeah, it was really good. Anywho, nobody can watch it all. But Big Little Lies is a popular one. And did you watch that one?
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't watched it?
I haven't yet.
Oh, you'll enjoy it. Did you read the book?
The Mrs. Mode right through.
Oh. Yeah.
So it was over before I had a chance to get to it.
Yeah, I think you'd like it. It's really, it's an interesting study on marriage, too. Like, there's a lot to like about that show. Anyway, all the cast members are now posting photos with, you know, in costume and with their hair done the way it's supposed to be done. And they're all in Monterey, so it's happening.
I love Monterey. I want to live there.
Well, who
it's
doesn't?
Beautiful.
Everybody wants to live there.
Do you like it?
That's why it's so expensive.
You live near there.
They want to keep us out of
super
there.
Super expensive.
I do like it, but you already live all over the world, so...
What's one more place?
You're going to add another location to divide your time?
I want to buy a little house in Brazil, so we have somewhere to go to and we want to go there. Just a little one. A little shack. A little Brazilian shack.
What does that go for?
About $100,000. Not bad.
For a house
a
in
couple
Brazil.
Cows.
Just a little little house on the beach. Get a little one.
A house on the beach in Brazil is $100,000.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's nice, right? You want to pitch in?
Hey,
we
wait a minute.
We could timeshare the three of us.
No,
what do you think?
I have a real question here. So for $100,000, do you have any risk as an out-of-country investor that they could just take it from you?
That's the excitement of investing.
No, though, that's
it?
Not. No? Good.
Is that...
that feels like the gamble.
All right. Yeah.
I always think about that too, Vinny.
Right. Well, when I went to Nicaragua, which they're very different places, I get it. But they, a guy who, one of the early developers went there, bought a bunch of land and was going to make this surf location. And the government came in and said, leave. And he's like, no, I bought it and this is my
All
land.
Right.
And they just said, get out.
All right.
And he had to leave.
And
he lost all his money. No, they just took it back from him.
All right.
Nicaragua specifically was a war-torn, very corrupt place, which ended up playing out in the 80s here in the United States.
Right, but
I don't know how their government's not exactly
I know.
Secure.
No, that's the one thing.
They've got major problems
Oh,
there.
Yeah. It's the one thing that bothers me about the idea of investing in Brazil is the government's a bit unstable.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm asking.
Yeah.
So you think...
But let's have a little shack to go to.
Sketchy.
Don't deal with hotels anymore. Just show up.
We're in home. Fact, didn't they bring the female president up on charges
and they appointed some guy? They impeached her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's the only one who wasn't really corrupt.
Well, and I think the guy who they put in... Is
also, horribly corrupt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have
okay.
film footage of him passing money on to people and taking bribes and stuff. No, he's a nightmare.
The world.
They call him Diablo, the people that live in Brazil. Oh, yeah, there's been huge protests against him. There's an election going on right now. That's why I said to SN, maybe we shouldn't do it. He's like, Bukuburu, little house. With a... I'm like, yeah, that does sound nice. Mm. He said, I'll cook, and we'll get there. We'll have someone look after it for us when we're not there.
Boy, he's got your number. He knows exactly
it's
how
all about
to get
the creature comforts.
He does.
You'll cook, and it'll be a...
Well, I'd always wanted to go to Latin America. I've never been. Now I've been twice. Because of him, really, I would have never made the effort. And I'm really glad we have, because...
You love it.
Argentina's fantastic. God, I loved it there. I had a steak the size of someone's head one night. It was so much red meat.
Do you want that?
Oh, it was good. Like round. It was so good. We got home. We were going to go to a little gay bar. Whee! And then we got home. I'm changing. I'm just going to lay down for a minute. Passed out. All that red meat.
We had 4 pounds of beef
in
you.
Oh, my God. So good. Not in a good way. So good. It was so delicious.
Mm.
And the people were great. And Buenos Aires is beautiful. You've got to go. You've got to take the kids.
Okay.
You gotta go.
Well, I'll go with you guys. I would want to go with someone who knew the lay of the land.
That'd be so fun. Get in the car and drive, see the waterfalls.
So Scott tonight is doing his show at the Punchline, and this is your Scott Capurro and Friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is not your... You are doing a stand-up piece at the end, yeah?
No, I'm doing... At the beginning, I'll do about 30 minutes, which is very short.
Very perfect.
Okay, and then and then I bring on guests, and they do their sets, and then we chat after. I like to have the audience... see them at work first so they get a feeling of who they are. And
so
then,
you leave the stage, they do a few minutes of stand-up, and then you come out and you both are seated and you have a little chit-chat.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I've done one of your... I mean, I didn't do any stand-up, but I did one of your Scott Capurro and Friends nights one time. And it is fun. He sets it up like a talk show.
It's
they're
do you have a band bring out the guests?
Oh, like, you should have a band.
That would be great. We've had music on before, but not tonight. But that would be really fun.
It would be.
You could even just have a DJ do it.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a little music tonight.
Why wouldn't
you? Why not? Bren, what are you doing tonight?
It's a weeknight.
Yeah, of course.
7 p.m. I'll be in bed.
Oh.
I thought you were watching a movie tonight, Scott.
I thought I was too, and then I forgot that I had a show when I said yes to him about the movie.
Whoops.
I get confused. Dates and stuff are hard for me.
I was like, wait, Scott has a show. He can't go to the movies.
You said, texting me later. She's like, what are you doing? I said, oh, no. She's like, no, the movie's too... Oh, I could hear you do that on the other side of the phone. I'm like, oh,
but you guys did go to a movie last night.
We did, yeah.
What did you see?
Isle of Dogs.
Oh,
people brought their dogs.
Wes Anderson.
It was. Well, we'll talk. I guess.
Yeah, we'll talk about it Thursday.
No spoilers.
But you said that Hooman brought a date.
Oh, yeah, well, it's it, It appeared as though, yes, he was on a date.
Where's Hooman?
He's gone. Let's talk about him.
Oh, here he is. Here he is.
Oh, hi, Hooman.
Hi, Hooman.
The lovely girl you had with you last night, Hooman. She was really beautiful.
Was it Rachel?
No.
Oh. Oh, you're cheating on Rachel?
No, she's on a work assignment, I think.
Oh, Rachel is? So who's this lovely young lady you brought last night?
Oh, just one of my friends. She's she loves dogs, so I invited her.
She's very cute. She's very nice, I thought.
What was her name?
Smiley and Sweet.
Don't you remember her name?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember people's. Who? Edson would. Edson's good at that. Hooman, what was her name? Claire or Cindy or something?
Yeah, Claire.
Yeah, Claire.
Are you just making that up?
Hooman is so pissed right now.
Oh. Oh.
The reason why is not you.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry. Oh, everybody, please visit the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. We've put up some special things today.
Oh,
I don't want to go into it anymore. I don't want to make Hooman any madder than he already is.
But I love that cinema, the Roxy. It's great, little intimate place. And people brought their pets. And so there were doggies barking during the film because dogs make noises in the movie.
Oh.
So dogs, when the animated figures made a noise, you'd hear, wah, 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 in various rows behind. It's really fun.
How weird for a dog to be in a movie theater. Weren't they scared in the dark with all these other dogs?
There was a large black dog next to us that seemed a bit freaked out, but little puppy dog, like lap dogs.
I would
dogs.
Think the noises would scare them.
Yeah, I think the larger dog was, but the little lappy ones behind us were really enjoying themselves, I think. And they like being with their owners. And
Yeah, like my Ella wouldn't be tripping. She's
really?
Just glad to be there.
What
yeah.
kind of, what kind of, oh,
she's
you have a chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
Yeah, she'd be fine, I
she's
think.
She's a real quiet one, though.
Oh,
yappy
right.
One.
Right, right. That's
which
nice.
Is good. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because those dogs can be. Like,
they can be.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah,
do
yeah.
you ever stop yapping?
Yeah.
And shaking.
But I just brought it up because Hooman's friend told us that she used to bring her dog on flights, but she had a larger dog. And we thought you had a dog a smaller size under a certain amount of weight, but she said that you can bring dog on as much as, I think she said 75 pounds.
Into the cabin?
Yeah, because she would sit in the front near the bulkhead. Get it, make sure that she booked a seat there. She'd pay a little bit more for it, but then her dog could rest at her feet.
Did she call it a service dog or something?
She did, yeah. She like had a service dog license.
You know, a service dog is one thing. There's these companion animals.
Yes, emotional
they're
support
cracking
dogs.
Down on
they
that.
Are.
Oh, they are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
As well they should. I'm sorry, but, you know, didn't someone try to bring like a
peacock. Yes,
yeah,
I saw it on the paper.
Crazy.
All kinds of things. Try to bring, like, yeah.
Please stop it.
Yeah.
Don't be ridiculous.
Someone tried to bring a peacock on an international flight, yeah.
Right. So tonight, though, you're at the Punchline.
With Rudy Ortiz, a friend of
yep,
the show.
Yep, Rudy Ortiz is going to be on there. Who are your other guests?
Ngayo Bilum.
Who?
Ngayo Bilum.
Ngayo Bilum.
Yes, local comedian made good. He performs all over the country. He's very funny. And let me see, some really good friends of mine are on.
Yes, let's look at your notes to see who your good friends are.
No, it's just this early. I've had a lot of
You know, comedy. It's interesting, too, because a Tuesday night comedy show, it's not your usual night for comedy, but that is the night to go. You know, you're not dealing with the drunks out on the Friday and Saturday
right,
night.
Great.
This is for people who are into comedy.
Yeah, Casey Lai is on. Casey's, you've met Casey a few times. And Eloisa Brava is on. She's great. She's a local comedian. Runs
Boy,
a show called
a
Cheaper
show.
Than Therapy.
So
yeah.
This is one show. You get in at what time you start? 8 o'clock,
8 o'clock,
and then it just goes until it's over.
Until I say we're done.
And like right. most talk shows, will you bring out your favorite guest first so that they sit closest to you?
Oh,
that's Homer Griffin of
is
you.
Is there? Well, I'm asking because I'm curious if there's jockeying for position
oh,
or
right.
how does that work?
That makes me wonder who to whom I'm the favorite because I'm sitting about equidistant from the two of you right now. So I'm wondering which of you think.
I'm pretty sure you got to go Sarah
Gee.
On that one.
All right, okay.
Are you actually questioning?
Well, I don't know.
Whose favorite you are?
In different ways. I think, you know, we don't, I don't favoritize my guests. I
oh,
love
okay.
each of them equally.
All right.
Who's going on last?
I think I might have Casey close it. Cause,
well, then that's he's clearly your favorite.
Yeah.
Well, it would be his material I'm most familiar with, so I know what he's capable of, right? So the other, I only seen Rudy live a few times, although he's fantastic, and mm-hmm. he probably doesn't want to close it. He probably wants to go on a bit early, and then.
Well, isn't he going to stay around for the chat?
Is yeah. that what happens? Everyone stays on the stage afterward?
Maybe. Or? I mean, I used to do that, but some people don't feel comfortable just sitting around.
Everyone can't stay.
Yeah, some
so
people.
So you're shutting. So yeah. Casey gets to stay. Everyone else. about out. Oh, yeah, so no, you didn't want to answer my question no. because the truth is only one guy is saying.
I only want the I want the cute young one saying the rest of you. No, I no look, no.
Oh.
It's a different. The audience will see
tonight,
how it
everybody
works.
Experience the crunchiness and awkwardness at the.
No, I mean
at the punchline.
I don't think people. I don't think the comics want to sit on stage while others are performing. I don't think they want to hang around. I think they just want to do the set, be interviewed, and then be on.
So you sit on the
Rudy,
stage.
Rudy's a gamer. He will go to the bar, have a drink, talk to some people.
That would
be
great.
Glad to come back.
If he would, that would be great.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Yeah. Once he's there, he's there.
Yeah. I don't think you want to keep the comedians on stage while someone else is performing.
Exactly.
You,
it's a bit awkward, right?
You want to focus on yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they'll leave the stage when the interview's happening and the performance, and then bring them back up. I mean, yeah, it'll be fun.
Okay.
All right.
I feel like we need to put together a rundown. For
thanks. Because you can tell I don't know actually what I'm doing. And you're right, I don't. It's all.
Scott Capurro and Friends is loose at best.
We're throwing it together. Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to hang around for the secret show or are you taking off?
I'd love to.
Well, that would be wonderful. We'd love to have you.
I'm going to listen to music in the lobby and cry.
Go have a drink at the bar, chat up some people, and we'll meet you back for the secret show.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That is a benefit track called Found Tonight. That is Lin-Manuel Miranda from Hamilton and Ben Platt from Dear Evan Hansen. It's a mashup of two songs from their two Broadway shows. And it's a benefit for the March for Our Lives Foundation. The Kids March is coming this weekend, the 24th. All the details on places that you can be part of this are at RadioAlice.com. And I guess if you purchase that, I'm assuming you can get that on iTunes and... it made Scott Capurro cry. All the money's going to go to March for Our Lives Foundation.
He really did cry, too.
Oh, my God. He teared right up. What did we listen to? 15 seconds of it?
Yeah. Well, I didn't have time to realize that. It was after the fact that I went,
he's weeping.
Pulling tears off his cheeks.
This part of the show is brought to you by UCSF Health. Oakland A's baseball is here. Uzette and Hooman have a suite this next Saturday for Oakland A's opening weekend. You can watch the game from the Alice Suite with them if you're calling number 9 right now. 800-400-3697. Be calling 9. You win a pair of tickets. It's Uzi, Hooman, you, your guest, just a very few other people. All in the Alice Suite, Saturday, March 31st, a day of great baseball with the Oakland A's sun, fun, and 50th anniversary festivities. Check out all the Oakland A's opening weekend celebration. Get on your phone and write in athletics.com/green and pick out the days that work for you. Call right now, 800-400-3697. UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News and World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon here on Alice. She hosts a...
Jane, you're playing a game called... called I Not Get By Its Real Name. Make him believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane!
Meh. Jane's a great radio show host.
Jane, you're playing a game. You never can win, girl. All right, go ahead. Ask you, where you been, girl?
Boy, you really got the lyrics down, don't you?
Like a cat and a mouse. Cat and a mouse. All right, I'm done, I promise.
Jane's a great radio show host. She picks...
All right. Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday.
Good morning.
Jane is the best.
Yeah, she is. Check her out. All right. We'll start with Stormwatch.
Oh, God, Stormwatch. The atmospheric river is going to crash down on us.
That's right. A supercharged storm known as an atmospheric river is on its way to California and expected to bring days-long deluge of rainfall.
God!
Unfortunately, the temperatures will be mild, so we may undo some of the great snow we got last week.
Right.
They say by Thursday, the snow the temps will drop again. So hopefully we will see snow from this storm, but here early on, it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
For the snowpack. I've seen this story a couple places. It's super sad to me because I hate these stories about the rhinos and the elephants and the hunting of them. And the world's last male northern white rhino. That's specific because that there are other rhinos. Yeah. They are on the verge of extinction as well, but right. they're not extinct. The world's last male northern white rhino, Sudan, has died. They say that this rhino was protected by weapons at all times. Like they had armed guards protecting this rhino, and they hope they'll be able to IVF the white rhinos back into some kind of numbers. There are two females left, but the last male.
So there's
male,
two left.
Two.
And they're hoping to.
IVF
have they been
them.
Trying?
I don't know.
It seems
I don't know
like they
all
should
the
be
details
trying.
About it, but this guy lived a long life and they did.
How old do they think he was, does it say? Like, how long does a rhino live?
45-year-old rhino.
Oh.
They say his health had. He was being as cared for as good as you possibly can, but at some right. point it was age related there. So. Sad, though, to see something go extinct.
It really is.
Especially a beautiful animal like that. All right, so moving on. Pickle juice slushies are coming to Sonic this summer. You know how there's always weird trends in food?
Yeah.
I didn't see the pickle juice coming.
No.
But I suspect you'd be into it.
No.
No?
I don't mind pickles, but I'm not going to drink the juice. I mean,
Have you tried it?
I'm going to say I've tasted it on pickles.
Okay. You haven't tried it.
Do you like
okay,
it?
Okay, tell us.
It's great. I mean, I learned about it in Chicago when I went there one time.
What?
Yeah.
Pickle juice.
Well, I use it as a back a chase, you know, for whiskey or something like that.
I've heard people drink it as a hangover cure.
Yeah, they say that too. Uh-huh. And it's actually delicious.
Ah. Pickle
salty,
juice.
Salty, vinegary.
It's a thing. It's one of the hot food trends this year.
All right.
This in particular at Sonic is a pickle juice slush. They say the syrup provides a punch of briny acidity. Oh.
Acidity.
That. And enough.
I like acidity.
And enough sweetness to take the sharpness out of the flavor.
Oh.
I don't know. It'll hit stores this summer, everyone.
I guess we'll have to try it.
Pickle juice slushies. You into it?
I gotta say,
yes.
Okay, fine. Yes, Sunny, for you, I'll drink a pickle.
Today is
slushy.
The first day of spring. I did my spring cleaning last weekend. Have you done yours yet?
I haven't, but we do have plans, and it's they involve the two bags, one for throw away, one for donate, in each room, and the kids have to go through and sort that stuff out.
I caught myself with bad weather that weekend and went, you know what the perfect time to do the house cleaning is? Now.
I know. I'm going to go through my closet, I think, this weekend. I actually, as much as I dread it, because it is a lot of work and you got to make decisions, and I hate doing that, it is nice when you've cleaned out the house and you do feel like you're pared down to what you need.
Oh, cleaning makes you happier. That's the story. Researchers
pulled
2,000 people and found every hour of cleaning you do each week is associated with over a 50% boost in overall happiness.
I'm not super surprised by it.
And spring cleaning does the same. Like, you just out with the old, clean everything. You've got a whole new outlook.
You're just fresh.
Outlook.
You're
right.
Just pared down. You're streamlined.
I did the whole bathroom.
Oh.
That's one of the things that with the...
Things build up in there.
Well, we were talking earlier about the pregnancy thing and how, like, I have to do the kitty litter box because apparently that's something... Unless someone wants to tell me she's been playing me.
No, that's a pregnant ladies aren't supposed to breathe.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah,
thing.
I've been definitely been having to take that over. And then all of the chemicals for the cleaning, I did the whole bathroom.
Mm.
Everything.
Yeah, our bathroom could use a clean out. It's just things accumulate in drawers and medicines that have, you know, long since expired are still in your medicine cabinet. And it's just a good time to clean it all out.
So.
Feels good.
It'll make you happier.
Well, it makes you feel satisfied that you've done something good for yourself and that you've accomplished something today. I like that feeling.
Starbucks has a new drink coming this week.
Is it pickle juice?
No, it's Crystal Ball Frappuccino.
Crystal Ball Frappuccino?
I don't know what that means, and I don't drink the drinks like that.
Frappuccinos.
But I thought I'd tip you off. There's a new, it's made with turquoise peach flavor. It's swirled with vanilla.
Is this another one of their
yes,
tries
of those
to make
weird
you Instagram
drinks,
them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's exactly right.
It's brilliant on their part.
People love it.
What was it?
You
it was
know
like
what
a pink, pink dragon or something?
Did you ever take, you didn't take your kids to school. Did your husband, on the way to take the kids to school, stop at Starbucks and get them some too?
No. We lived close to the school.
Is that crazy, though, that parents do that?
No,
and
people
send their kids
do.
To school all hopped up? Like, here, teach.
Here yeah. you go.
I've caffeinated my kid.
We didn't let our kids have any caffeine or do energy drinks or any of that crap. I mean, I'm sure they were sneaking it on their own when they were out with their friends or whatever. But, you know, we never condoned that. But I'll tell you, my kid knows every drink on that my 17-year-old. He's like, oh, you're going to Starbucks? Get me a vanilla bean such thing.
Oh, your 17-year-old, because your other one worked at Pete's.
Yeah, the 19-year-old knows all the stuff. He can make a heart in your latte and do all the, you know. Or whatever that is.
He's not working right now, though. He's a school man.
He's working, but he's not.
On school?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
That place is no joke.
Oh, he's busy? Good for him.
Yeah.
So he's learning a lot.
He is.
Well, that's nice to hear.
Well, let's hope he can support us in our old age. That's the goal.
Is it?
Hell yeah. Why not? I'm like, one of you guys has to get rich. So make it happen.
Well, you know, you've done quite well for yourself. Maybe if you pare down the house repair stuff and just live your life, you wouldn't have to worry about it so much. I'm sure you're going to be fine if you don't find a new addition to put on the house.
Yeah, that's I keep finding those, though.
God, the Winchester.
I can't help it.
The Clark Mansion of Mill Valley is going to rival
like
the Winchester Mansion.
Crazy lady in the corner.
Hey.
If I asked you what's the best fast food French fry, what would you answer?
Well, the perfect McDonald's French fry, I don't think can be beat. But so often they're soggy and gross. I'm going to go In-N-Out. They've really grown on me.
In-N-Out is not even in the top 10 on the list.
I love the In-N-Out French fry.
McDonald's wins number one. They're still better than anything else out there.
When they're perfect.
Chick-fil-A comes in second. Arby's third.
Arby's.
Shake Shack comes in fourth. But you know what?
Are we getting those?
Yeah, there's some coming to the Bay Area.
Yeah. Nice.
Something new on the list, though, and part of the reason I wanted to do the story is Taco Bell's new seasoned fries with the...
Is that the nacho fries?
Yeah.
I keep seeing commercials for
it. These are nacho fries.
Yeah,
and nacho
exactly.
fries are officially Taco Bell's most successful new item ever.
What's the special spice? What are they, like Doritos fries or something?
They launched them a few months ago. They had ads running, was it maybe in the Super Bowl? It was
maybe.
Josh Duhamel who was doing the ads for him.
Oh.
Duhamel.
Josh Duhamel.
Anyway, they're even bigger than Doritos Locos Tacos.
Oh, boy.
They debuted in January 25th, and since then they've sold 53 million orders.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So it's a big hit for them. I think it comes with nacho cheese
to dip
it in.
Oh.
Is the deal.
I think.
I've never had them.
Yeah, it kind of looks that way in the commercials.
Yeah.
Oh.
I haven't been to...
It looked delicious.
Yeah, it comes with a dipping cheese.
I don't like those.
I probably eat it, but I don't...
Yeah, I'm not going to go out of my way for fast food french fries.
Right. I will.
You will?
Oh.
I think I might try that after the show.
For real?
By the way.
Damn.
I'm serious. You know, I might as well tack it on while I'm at it, you know. Before I start my diet and my hard workout.
When's that starting?
Soon. I'll figure it out. I'm winging it, you know?
Instead of engagement rings, women are now getting diamonds implanted in their skin.
Ow.
How's that?
Is there not more danger of them popping out?
I think there might be. They use a dermal anchor, which is a little hook, so it gets hooked into your skin.
Mm-hmm.
But these are the same things you see where someone's got a dot stuck to their face.
Yeah.
They hook that in.
Oh. So always and forever. It's just attached to your.
Yeah, here's a picture of what it looks like.
Is it on? Do they wear it on their ring finger?
Yeah. In that case, the picture has the person's tattooed as well, but there are.
It actually, this one's an unfortunate tattoo because it just looks like an amorphous infected section around.
It's not the best work, no.
Yeah, oh, okay, so I'm seeing that these are in like a cabochon or whatever those things are called that go around the outside of a gem. Like a whole, like a, it's got a round circle holding it, and then that, I guess, is somehow affixed. Yeah, I'm not for this.
Okay.
Are you going to get that for your fiancé?
No, I already got her ring.
So that you're not going to get that implanted in her?
No, and that ring cost me, so I'm
I'm
not telling you that.
She spent 2 months' salary. What you're supposed to spend.
Is that right?
Yeah.
2 months?
That's what they tell you in all the ads.
Is that right?
That's what they say.
Well, I'll have to figure it out. I probably
did.
Can't
do that math real quick?
No, because, you know, I don't know. Why you gotta be so friendly about it all the time?
I'm just wondering.
Jesus. Our text number is...
How big is that rock? You get her a full carat?
Oh, yeah.
More than a full carat?
Yeah.
Oh, how many carats? 2 carats?
No, I don't think I got 2. It's for her hand.
She got a little hand.
Yeah, well, she does. I mean, there was some
You don't want
thought.
To be Kim Kardashian style where it's like a watch on her finger?
I mean, I did feel like, well, I'm doing this. This is happening, so I should probably do it right.
Mm. That's commitment right there.
So I went to Tiffany, and they helped me do the whole
thing. Tiffany?
Well, don't you go there? Isn't that where you go?
Wow.
What do you mean, wow?
Tiffany. Wow. So it came in the little blue box.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
Why wow?
Just, that's amazing.
Why is that amazing?
That is high-end stuff right there.
Wasn't that where you got yours?
No.
Wasn't that where Yuzette got hers?
I don't know where Yuzette.
Yuzette!
She's leaving. Oh, she's running back in.
Where'd you get your engagement ring?
I don't know, some little high-end jewelry store that was in Union Square.
Not Tiffany.
We don't have that kind of money.
Oh.
I don't know why. You know what? Someone must have recommended this place to us in Union Square.
Oh.
And we went in there and picked out the diamond.
Who? Did you hear that? You guys ring at Tiffany.
I got it in Union Square.
Yeah.
That's where it was.
Yeah.
So maybe we got them at the same place.
I've seen pictures of it. It looks beautiful.
I don't know. Ooh. Why is that so weird to you?
I'm just surprised. Like, that's like the place. Nice, Vinny.
I feel weird now.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like talking to you. You're the worst.
No, I'm excited. Yeah. I can't believe you got a ring from Tiffany. Like, geez. That and Christian Louboutin shoes. You are high end.
Well, I'm not. You don't see me wearing Louboutins.
You should have bought like a little cheap ring at Tiffany and just gotten the box. And then you could have gone somewhere else and paid less and been here you go. Here's your Tiffany.
Why would I want to weasel it?
Why not?
Would you be a weasel?
Oh, totally.
You would not.
Oh, my God. Sure, I would. I'm a bargain hunter. I'm for sure looking for the bargain. I'd be looking for online coupons. Any Tiffany's coupons?
What? He probably did the same exact thing I did.
No, I bargained.
What?
We went to Shreve, though, for the design. Mm-hmm. And they did all the stuff. But I went to a diamond guy to get that.
To get the actual diamond.
Stone and looked for, you know, clarity and color and all that.
When you say diamond guy, is this a
No, he just specifically gets diamonds. And.
But he's not on a street corner somewhere.
No, oh no, he's like in one of those.
Like a diamond broker, like he would sell to a jewelry store. So you're cutting out a middleman and a markup there.
Right.
You got a bargain.
Yes.
Tiffany.
You're saying I got rolled?
No, I'm not. I'm saying...
I think you just said that.
I'm saying you've got her a Tiffany. That's nice. You love her.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh my God, my friend and I just watched 3% and we can't wait for more.
Oh my God, it's so good.
We watched it in Portuguese with subtitles and it's got a great plot.
Yeah. We watched it in Portuguese with subtitles too. I don't think we knew about the overdubbing, or maybe they didn't have that available on it.
Please keep up the great work. I will continue listening to your podcast. Do you think you'll be posting yesterday's show anytime soon?
Absolutely.
Oh, what's going on? Because we were having computer problems the last couple days.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Oh, fantastic. Right. It's almost there.
It's almost there.
A lot of people are like, oh, I'm going to listen to you on my computer. I'm like, I don't know, the radio?
Anyway, I feel like I've said too much. Let's break.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.